You know, David Salomon's bringing the music today. We appreciate that back in the studio. We got Seth Jones here on location. Seth Close, I should say. I'm changing your name. Seth Close, the greatest name in radio. If I ever change my name, I used to say if I were going to change my name in radio, I'd change my name to Bob Hardcastle. I would now change it to Seth Close. Okay? That is the best name in radio. He's here on location. We would not be here without either of those two, so we appreciate everything they've done. Hey, we'll have our Mid-States High School Player of the Week. In fact, let's go ahead and do that right now. You know, we had the Challenge Cup and the Wickenheiser Cup, what was it, 2 weeks ago? Or last Wednesday? I mean, time flies. I have no idea. It's like the Blues play every other day. It's crazy. But you had Lafayette win the Wickenheiser Cup. Patrick Johnson was the MVP of that game. And then you had Slough beating DeSmet. I know Seth Close isn't happy about that. But Patrick Simoncic, he was the MVP for Slough, who repeat as Challenge Cup champions. Congratulations to them. Trey Lyons, though, from St. Louis University High School, he is our Mid-States High School Player of the Week. He's a junior forward. Overcame an early January injury to become a valuable contributor to the playoffs. He scored the game-winning goal in double overtime of the Challenge Cup championship game. Trey Lyons, he got credit for that. It was an unbelievable shot by Hazelton from the right point. Quick shot, wasted no time. And again, good things happen when you have bodies going to the front of the net and getting sticks on pucks. You see the Blues do that all the time. Trey Lyons, great job. Scores the OT win. He'll never forget that for the rest of his life. You can promise yourself that. St. Louis University High School, congratulations to you. And again, another Mid-States High School Player of the Week. We love our support that we get from Mid-States High School Hockey. Visit their website, midstateshockey.us, for all the latest information. And we look forward to bringing you another great year of Mid-States High School Hockey next season. And congratulations to Trey Lyons. He is our Mid-States High School Player of the Week. Hey, Jordan Binnington, you know, there was a lot of talk coming into the season that if he played fewer than 28 games, he would then become a Group 6 unrestricted free agent. But that number has been reduced from 28 to 26 because when he signed, it was in 2012, and, of course, there was a lockout shortened season in 12-13, so they reduced it to 26 from 28 to 26. Jordan Binnington has now played in 26 games. Nobody saw that happening, so now the Blues will hang on to his rights. He will be a restricted free agent at the end of the season, not an unrestricted free agent. So the Blues will have his rights. He will have arbitration rights, but that'll be interesting to see how he finishes down the stretch and into the playoffs and what that contract looks like for Jordan Binnington as we get into the offseason. So, again, congratulations to him on having a great year. And the Blues, man, who have just had an unbelievable season to turn things around. Can't wait for playoff hockey. You know who else has turned things around is Jay Bouwmeester. Jay Bouwmeester has had an incredible year after a rough start. We all know how difficult of a start it was for him. He wasn't healthy. Hey, I had a chance to sit down with him on Fox Sports Midwest recently. Take a listen to what he had to say about how he's turned his season around.
You this season, especially when you weren't healthy, how difficult was that for you early on?
It was tough. I think just the approach to this year for myself was a lot of unknowns at the start. Wasn't necessarily feeling 100%, so you're kind of in a gray area where you felt good enough to play and do things, but not at the level that you're used to. So as time has gone on, I've felt more and more comfortable.
Did it ever cross your mind that maybe this is it? This could be your last year playing in the NHL?
Oh, yeah, it crossed my mind. I mean, even last year when you have to deal with those things, you know, the world around you changes pretty fast. I look around now, there's a lot of guys that are my age or I came up playing with that aren't playing anymore. Once you get back to the point where you realize you can play and you feel good and everything starts moving the way it should, then you don't think about it anymore.
You broke in at a young age, and you were a phenom coming up. And now as you continue to get older and older, you're mentoring other younger players. What's it like playing with a guy like Colton Parayko right now?
That's awesome. I mean, he's a guy I've always kind of just naturally gotten along with. We're both from around Edmonton. And, you know, you remember guys when I was younger who I looked up to and who helped you along the way, just whether it was just talking to you and, you know, or during games just helping you with you know, just a little thing. More or less, it's just paying attention to guys and trying to be a good teammate.
How much hockey do you have left?
I approached this year like I didn't know. I mean, I'd kind of make a decision as the year went on as to if I was going to keep playing or how long I wanted to keep playing. And I think I'd probably move on with that same mindset. I think, I want to play next year, and then hopefully this time next year, then I feel like I want to play the year after that. So not looking too far down the road.
And that's Jay Bouwmeester, a conversation I had with him, and we appreciate all our friends over at Fox Sports Midwest for that interview. That is it's kind of a feel-good story. You know, a guy who's had a long career, he's played almost 1,200 games in the National Hockey League, and, you know, he's taken some heat from the fans here in the past, but to now him get recognized for what he does so well and the role that he's played in this turnaround, I mean, don't underestimate how important he's been for this hockey club here over the course of the last 30, 40, 50 games. I mean, he has been absolutely huge, and it was a great coaching move to put him with Colton Parayko and the job that they've done. That is your shutdown pair. They are your shutdown pair, and they do an unreal job. They accept the challenge, and they get up ice, too. They're not afraid to try to chip in offensively. We've seen that from Parayko, obviously, over the course of the season. He's sitting in double digits with goals, and you know, Jay Bouwmeester, this is as effective as I've seen him be in the offensive zone since he's come over to St. Louis. He's been aggressive. He makes plays. He saw him score the goal against Pittsburgh. And, again, he's defending at a high level. He's moving. He's skating. Health is everything, is it not? It's all about health. Hey, you want to be healthy. If you get in some trouble, you better call my good buddy Jack Spooner, attorney at law, Spooner Law LLC, where legal questions are always free. He's located right there in the heart of Clayton. You can't miss it. Spooner Law LLC, 314-ASK-JACK. Don't forget about that phone number, 314-ASK-JACK. Again, legal questions are always free. We always appreciate Jack Spooner and his support here on Hockey Sense. If you find yourself in some serious trouble or something very small, he can certainly help you out with that. And of course, our title sponsor, MTC Truck Driver Training. Again, the phone number, 314-895-4111. Call my good buddy, Jeff Bauza, today. Well, for everybody affiliated with the show, David Solomon back in studio, and of course, Seth Close here on location. We appreciate everybody's help. It's the Blues and the Tampa Bay Lightning tomorrow night at the Enterprise Center. Can't wait for that. And of course, we've got a Billiken special coming your way next. Keep it locked here in 590 The Fan. Have a great weekend, St. Louis.